Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. I doubt you know 10 people who have not heard of Laura Ingalls Wilder, but those who do probably don't know anything about her Christian faith other than something superficial, much less what has shaped that faith. Dr. John Fry has written his new book and hopes to fill that gap, and he is our guest with us today. He's the author of A Prairie Faith, The Religious Life of Laura Ingalls Wilder. John, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thanks very much.
All right, we'll get to your book in a minute. But first, for the two or three of us out here who don't know anything about Laura Ingalls Wilder, tell us who she was and what about her.
Yeah, sure. So Laura Ingalls Wilder was born in 1867, which is just 2 years after the end of the Civil War. She grew up in the late 1800s. Her father was a farmer slash migrant laborer. So their family moved from Wisconsin. She was born in Wisconsin, lived in Kansas very briefly, which was still Indian territory, the part that they lived in, then back to Wisconsin, to Minnesota, then Iowa, then Minnesota again, and then to several places in South Dakota, which is where she was a teenager and then met and married Almanzo Wilder, who had moved there to homestead in the 1870s. They tried to homestead in South Dakota and were failures because of a variety of challenges, both environmental and financial, and ended up moving to the Ozarks, to a farm outside of Mansfield, Missouri, in South Central Missouri, in the 1890s, and spent most of their adult lives there, raised their daughter, Rose Wilder Lane. Laura became a farm journalist. She wrote for a farm newspaper called the Missouri Ruralist, and then later wrote a memoir, which she was not able to get published, which she and Rose then turned into the 8 Little House books, which eventually, made her famous. She was famous when she died in 1957, just several days past her 90th birthday.
Was most of her life lived on the prairie?
So her childhood was mainly on the prairie. Like I said, most of her adulthood, she lived in the Ozarks of in Missouri, which was a little bit different. It was still rural, but it was not so much prairie.
Okay. All right. Tell us how her books came to be. She's not actually the first. Well, she's sort of the first author. Tell us about that. And then tell us why her books and the TV show have become so popular.
Sure. So this does bring in her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, who she was a journalist and a novelist, and she encouraged her mother to get into writing. First for the Missouri Ruralist, which is a farm newspaper in Missouri. Laura wrote a memoir, which she called Pioneer Girl. She wrote it out longhand in tablets with pencil, handed those off to her daughter, and Rose typed them up, edited them, and tried to get it published. They weren't able to get it published. So then they started taking pieces of it and publishing the individual Little House books. Laura did the original manuscripts, and Rose typed them, changed things, added scenes at times, turned things into dialogue rather than just description. But I call it a collaboration. The two of them, the Little House books wouldn't be what they were if not both of them had worked on them. They were published in the 1930s and 1940s.
Do we have those original manuscripts still?
Yes. Most of the books, we have an entire original manuscript. Some of the original ones, they're fragmentary. But researchers can look at them, and I was able to look at all of them.
All right, great. All right, my daughter loved these books. She read them, I think, probably 5 times or more. She loved them. And I think because of that, she did not like the television series much. I think she might have watched 2 or 3 episodes, and that was it. Does the TV series follow the books at all?
Yeah, so the TV show follows the books slightly. I like to say that there are kind of three worlds when you're talking about Laura Ingalls Wilder. There's the historical world that she grew up in. There's the world of the Little House books, because the Little House books were fiction. Laura and Rose left things out. They changed things. They combined characters. They shaped the narrative that they're trying to tell. And then there's a third world, which is the world of the TV show, which was really Michael Landon's vision of the West. There are some accounts in those in the TV shows that come straight from the books, and there's actually some accounts in the TV shows that came from Laura's life and didn't appear in the books. But for instance, there's a lot that was made up for that series. They never move out of Minnesota. And then a lot of that series is sort of the engagement of issues from the 1970s when the TV shows were being made, using characters who were living in the 1870s.
Okay. All right. Tell us what your book is about and what the contribution is you hope to make with
Yeah, so the challenge that I was
it.
facing when I started this project is there's some really good biographies of Laura Ingalls Wilder. One by John Miller, who's a good friend of mine, sort of describes Laura as a devout Christian. Christianity was central to her life and her worldview. But when you read the Little House books, some of the depictions of the church and of Christianity are not exactly positive. They sort of have a negative edge. So I was interested in that. Some of the other biographies, the most recent biography, I don't think the author exactly understands Christianity. An earlier biography just doesn't really say very much about it. I've spoken with both of those authors, and the earlier book, she said she just wasn't really interested in Christianity all that much. So I thought maybe there was something for me to contribute. The other interesting thing is that, of course, if this was a collaboration between Laura Ingalls Wilder and her daughter Rose, Rose actually rejected organized Christianity for most of her adult life. She described herself as an agnostic, or a deist. She had sort of a cultural attraction to Islam. She had traveled in the Middle East in the 1920s. And so then she's working with her mother on these books. And I was interested in if I could tease out sort of the contributions of both Laura and Rose to the Little House books. And
Interesting.
so that's how it ended up being a full biography of Laura Ingalls Wilder, but paid particular attention to her faith.
Interesting. What about her faith and its influences come out in the books then? And what other sources did you have to work with all of that?
Sure. So in the Little House books themselves, which are this collaboration, obviously Christianity is important. Sunday observance is described. They go to congregational churches when she was growing up. Christianity is especially important in one of the Little House books, The Long Winter, where they're really facing down some real environmental and personal challenges. And hymns show up in that a lot. But more useful for sort of trying to trace the historical Laura Ingalls Wilder is the memoir, Pioneer Girl, which has more descriptions of her childhood faith. Some fascinating stories. There's sort of a really disastrous Sunday school picnic where she and her sister Mary are treated poorly by other girls. There's the account of where, for at least 1 year when they are living in Minnesota, she attended the Congregational Church with her family and then attended the Methodist Church there because they were holding a contest for students to memorize two Bible verses a week. And if they could recite them all at the end of the year, they would win a reference Bible. And Laura and one of her male friends were able to do that. She also describes being sort of reticent to talk about her faith. Her male friend would testify at prayer meetings, and she thought the things between one and God should just be like that, should be between him and God, she describes in the memoir. And then she also describes an experience she had with sort of God's presence while she was a child and was staying away from home. She was helping a woman who's whose husband was away from home, and she was distressed. Her family didn't have much money, and she experienced this feeling of a presence of a power, which she thought, this must be what people call God.
Interesting.
I also looked at the letters that we have from Laura Ingalls Wilder that are available to researchers, some poetry that she wrote as a child, the Missouri Ruralist articles that she wrote. She doesn't talk about Christianity a lot, but she sort of does at times, and pretty much everything that Laura wrote that's available. And then I had to read a lot of what Rose wrote as well. Rose was an inveterate diarist and letter writer, and a lot of her materials are also available.
What were some of the influences that shaped her faith? You deal with that. And what was religious life like out on the prairie?
Yeah, so as a child, you know, her family went to congregational churches in the different places where they lived. When she was an adult, there was not a congregational church in Missouri. They went to the Methodist church. I mean, it's small town religion in sort of the American Midwest. There was usually multiple Christian churches. In Mansfield, there's a Presbyterian church. There was a Methodist church. There's a Baptist church. At times there was a Church of Christ that seemed to have gone in and out of existence. But one thing to say about a small town religion is very often there was not a pastor for the church in your town. He was often the pastor for multiple towns, churches in multiple towns. So
you have a circuit then.
Yeah. So the Methodist church particularly, so you would have Sunday school every week, but you might only have church preaching once or twice a month. Also with the Methodist church in Mansfield, very often the pastor would be switched every year by the conference. This was a decision that was made by the conference to move pastors around. So you sort of think about what kind of pastoral care there would be for parishioners who had a pastor there maybe just once a month, and he only served in your church for a year. That was often the case when they were living in Mansfield. It appears that we don't have any good evidence that Laura Ingalls Wilder ever sort of became a member of a church, but she was faithful in attending a church whenever she was at home. There's also some evidence that when she was traveling, she didn't tend to go to worship services.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're describing a rather generic kind of faith with a generic kind of Christian morality, but not deeply informed with what we'd call specifically gospel-informed faith. So that's actually my next question. How then would you characterize her faith? Do we know enough to be definitive? And most importantly, is there evidence of any kind of a clear confession of saving faith in Christ?
Yeah, so it's interesting. When historians are talking about sort of Protestantism in the early 20th century, often we're thinking in terms of the fundamentalist modernist debate, mm-hmm. right? Fundamentalists are evangelicals who are serious Christians who think that Christianity should impact all of their lives. Modernists are liberals saying, well, you can't really believe what the Bible says literally all the time. And the fundamentalists saying, yes, you can. And Laura Ingalls Wilder doesn't really fall in either of those camps. One way of thinking about her is that she's a moderate Christian. I mean, this was pretty conventional for a lot of people.
Would you call it a cultural Christianity?
Yeah, you might call it that. I mean, she was committed to the church, but she attended on Sunday mornings and not Sunday evenings. There were neighbors of hers who were much more committed to the church than she was. Sort of the tagline I settle on is that Christianity was important to her, but not central. Her writings tend towards emphasizing God's holiness and his goodness and God's law, Christian morality. There's less about the gospel, about forgiveness, about Jesus in some ways. You know, it's more about God the Father. But in another way of thinking about it is that she did pursue the means of grace. There she went to worship services. There's pretty good evidence throughout her life that she prayed on a daily basis. She read and knew the Bible. And so, you know, when I she was not reformed. There's several writings which emphasize her rejection of sort of predestination or God's sovereignty. She didn't believe that. But she, you know, she read the Bible and prayed and went to worship services for years. And there's churches even in, you know, the Reformed Church, or there's people even in the Reformed Church that I go to that I sort of see shades of Laura Ingalls Wilder and sort of their engagement.
Right. This is an unusual area of interest. I think you have obviously filled a gap that will be of interest to many. I'm not a prophet, but I predict that your book will have a good reception. How did the book come about, and what piqued your interest to pursue this?
Yeah, so I'm a college professor. I teach history at a small Christian liberal arts college outside of Chicago, Trinity Christian College. We professors like to keep our hand in doing research, partially because we enjoy it, and partially because it enables us to identify with our students who are having them do research and write. And we can say, yeah, well, you know, you may not like to see what your professor says about this piece of writing you did, but let me tell you about when I got my first draft back from the editor and, you know, what the first reader said. I was originally thinking this was going to be an article. I started actually in January of 2016 on this, and I presented a paper about this. I thought I was going to do a presentation. It was going to become an article, maybe in the Journal of the Conference on Faith and History. So I presented at the Conference on Faith and History in fall of 2016, and an editor from Erdmann's Publishers came up to me afterwards and said, how would you like to write a book for our series, The Library of Religious Biography? And I said, well, I could look at that. They have a series of full biographies of famous people. They just had one come out on Tina Turner. They had one on Jackie Robinson last year, Winston Churchill. So they had me write a proposal in 2017. They said, how long do you need? I said, I need 5 years because I mainly write in the summer and I'm looking at 10 chapters and I can probably write 2 chapters a summer. And so they said, sure. And I was able to get the manuscript done and then, you know, all of the stuff afterwards, dealing with readers' reports and writing the index. And the book just came out early in February, and it's really a great feeling to see it finally in the world.
Fascinating. Very interesting. We're talking to Dr. John Fry about his new book, A Prairie Faith, The Religious Life of Laura Ingalls Wilder. John, great to have you with us. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your work. I hope it does really well.
Thank you.